The leaders of India and Pakistan are headed to Kathmandu, Nepal, for tomorrow's opening of a South Asian summit. The meeting of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation coincides with increased tension along the India-Pakistani border. There's no indication that India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf will meet unilaterally during the two-day summit. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is headed for the region and has scheduled talks with both leaders in an effort to defuse the current crisis. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Lahore, Pakistan. What further efforts are underway to ease the tension there?
Well, Bob, as you said, all eyes are focused on Kathmandu. And already there's been a modicum of progress there. The foreign ministers from India and Pakistan met in Kathmandu, and on the surface at least, it seems to have gone fairly well. They shook hands and even managed a small smile. Now, given just how frosty relations have been lately, this represents something of a breakthrough. A return to sanity was how the Times of India newspaper characterized this meeting. So clearly, the situation's a little bit less volatile than it was, say, just a few days ago. But I should point out that even though the two countries are now engaged diplomatically, the military buildup does continue. There are tens of thousands of troops from India and Pakistan massed along the border, and this is the biggest troop buildup in the past 15 years.
But there hadn't been any violence recently along the border?
Well, there has been in Kashmir in the past 24 hours. In fact, there was a grenade attack in Srinagar, the summer capital of Indian Kashmir. One Indian policeman was killed in that attack, at least 24 other people injured. There have been exchanges of fire across the disputed Kashmiri border. India claims it killed at least five Pakistani soldiers. Now, to be honest, Bob, this kind of violence has been going on for quite a long time in Kashmir, nearly 10 years, in fact. The real difference now is that the world is paying attention because the stakes are clearly higher. Both nations are declared nuclear powers. And what's interesting here is that India clearly feels emboldened by America's war on terrorism. In fact, a number of Indian officials have said essentially, look, if the U.S. can respond militarily to a terrorist attack on its soil, why can't India do the same? So that seems to be partly the rationale for why India seems to be playing a game of brinksmanship here by massing so many troops on the border. Of course, the two situations are different. The December 13th attack on the Indian Parliament killed nine Indians, while, of course, 3,000 Americans were killed on September 11th. And, of course, the target of the U.S. military action was Afghanistan, the Taliban regime, which was very weak militarily. That's definitely not the case with Pakistan. Pakistan has a formidable army, and according to intelligence reports, about a dozen or so nuclear warheads.
Pakistan has moved against militant Islamic organizations, hasn't it?
It has. Arrested about 50 members of groups, closed down their offices, frozen their accounts, clearly under pressure from India and from the U.S. to take some sort of action. The problem is India says this is not enough and has handed Pakistan a list of 20 men, alleged terrorists, it says it wants arrested and extradited. That seems unlikely. I think it would be politically untenable for any Pakistani leader to be seen as caving in to Indian pressure.
How has this tension between India and Pakistan affected the war on terrorism?
Well, it has, actually, quite directly, even though at first they seem unrelated. According to a Pakistani military official, speaking without attribution, he says that Pakistan has redeployed some 10,000 soldiers, about 25% of the force that it had deployed along the Afghan border. Now, of course, their main task was to try to find Osama bin Laden or any other al-Qaeda members who might have been trying to slip across the Afghan border into Pakistan. They've now been deployed along the Indian border. So obviously that makes it that much harder for the U.S. to track down Osama bin Laden.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Lahore, Pakistan.